You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. Bolivia is currently suffering one of its worst dengue epidemics in decades. In this episode, we find out the current situation there and how dengue can be prevented. Bolivia is currently suffering one of its worst dengue epidemics in decades. Dr. Ciro Ugarte, Regional Advisor for Emergency Preparedness for the Pan American Health Organization, has recently returned from Bolivia. He talks to us about the situation there.
Well, at this moment, the dengue in Bolivia is reaching 42,000 suspect cases of dengue, mainly in the department of Santa Cruz, who is in the jungle. And there we have, unfortunately, in total, around 14 deaths.
Dengue is a viral disease, and it is transmitted through the bite of an Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito lives very close to people in built-up areas and thrives in stagnant water. The disease has spread as a result of rapid urbanization, especially where a lack of clean water and sanitation is a problem.
The main issue that has to happen there to control the dengue is not treatment, it's not vector control. It has to be the community participation to eliminate all those small pieces of water staying in the houses. Where you put the flowers, where you put, for example, the tops of the drinks or small bottles or tires, etc. Those are the places where the mosquito lives and reproduces. And the mosquito bites inside the houses. So the people has to eliminate those places where small amounts of water stays.
Dr. Renu Dale Draga is a scientist working in WHO's Epidemic and Pandemic Alert and Response Department. She explains that this is a cause for concern the world over.
Dengue exists actually in many parts of the world. There are about 2.5 billion people live in areas where dengue is transmitted, and mainly in Southeast Asia, in the Pacific Islands, in Latin America, in the Caribbean Islands, and now also in Africa and Middle East. But one of the issues with dengue is that many people travel to these countries for vacation or for work. It's a globalized world, and they can come back with an infection of dengue. So it also concerns Europeans, North Americans, because they are travelers.
Dengue is a flu-like febrile disease with a sudden onset of high fever, which can last from 3 to 7 days. It can come with severe headache, muscle and joint pain, eye pain, and that's why it's often called breakbone fever. Nausea and vomiting are other symptoms of dengue, which can be fatal.
Dengue can cause death. Usually 1 to 2% of the dengue cases can progress to a severe disease called dengue hemorrhagic fever. This disease results in leaky capillaries and also then hemorrhage. And this also can be resolved, but some of these cases will go into shock and organ failure and then die.
There is no vaccine to prevent dengue and no medicine to treat it. The solution is protection from mosquito bites.
Dengue really is an effort on the person to protect themselves from mosquito bites. And this can be done with insecticide repellents. This can also be done by protecting yourself by wearing long-sleeved clothes, staying in air-conditioned or screened homes using mosquito nets, and generally being alert about where you're going and applying your insecticides frequently.
When dengue infection is suspected, treatment should begin immediately.
When you want to treat yourself for dengue fever with pain reliever, use paracetamol. Avoid pain relievers that contain aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Rest and drink plenty of fluids and consult a physician.
That was Dr. Dale Draga from WHO, describing how to prevent and treat dengue. If you would like to learn more about this subject, there are links to related information on the transcript page of this podcast episode. Look for the link to the podcast on the homepage of our website at www.who.int. That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, do drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Riemer in Geneva.